Well, while we're getting the slides up, I can start talking. I'm Peter O'Neill. We're going to do this three-way thing. Yarda Fleeter and Chris Tracy are going to be talking as well. Okay. What we essentially want to try and do is give you a couple of sense of what the Mid-Atlantic Crossroads is. I mean, because we're a regional optical network. You heard Jen Leisure talk about the quilt. We're one of those 30-odd organizations around the country that that supply high-performance networking services for those in our region. And our region is Maryland, Northern Virginia, and the District of Columbia. So that's the group that we work with. We want to spend a few minutes on the capabilities that we're bringing to the table for Genie, their deliverables, and I'll let Yarda and Chris talk about the details of what is really capable of being of a service for Genie, since they were the ones who did all the development work on it. So, as I said, we're a regional optical network, or Gigapop. We were founded about 10 years ago by Georgetown University, George Washington, University of Maryland, and Virginia Tech. CIOs from those institutions and University of Virginia comprise my board, and our administrative home is within the University of Maryland, although all of our finances, incomes, and budgets are all kept completely separate from other university funds, and we don't get any state subsidies or support at all for that. So we have a variety of production network services that we offer at all layers in the stack, layer 1 waves, layer 2 VLANs, and MPLS tunnels, and common bear routed IP service. And we have a variety of ways of interconnecting then to both NLR and Internet 2 at one of our McLean, Virginia POPs, where we have suites of equipment and co-location abilities there as well. You get a sense of we have our own long-term leases on the fiber. We have our WDM switches that are in the Fujitsu 7500 platform. With other switches and routers that are all linked together and protected for diversity. So this is a fairly substantial network that we run, and you get some sense, those in the back I'm sure can't really read this, but we have about 40-odd different participants that we provide production and research network services for, including a lot of the big federal agencies, NSF, NOAA, lots of different parts of NOAA, really, the Weather Service and others, as well as NASA Goddard, National Institute of Health, National Library of Medicine, Johns Hopkins University, and the Ventnor Institute, and genomics research that goes on there, too. So we have a wide variety of people that we're responsive to providing services for, many of which are really starting to push bandwidth requirements, both over common layer 3 as well as through their own layer 1 or layer 2 connections with us. So, and in addition to that production infrastructure, we have a separate research infrastructure. Again, fiber, currently MOVAS equipment with other individual Raptor switches that Chris and Yarda are going to speak to. And those also have interconnections. That network infrastructure also connects to NLR and NI2. We're going to be replacing a lot of the WDM equipment that's in this, and so the next meeting we hope to be able to speak more about that capability. So this is what's referred to as the Dragon infrastructure, and it's part of what we're bringing to bear here for Genie. So we have multiple waves that we're bringing to the table, as well as this Dragon control plane functionality. And one way to think about it is that if you want to, go check your Hotmail or AOL mail or Facebook pages, Dragon is not for you. That's, Senator Stevens' tubes will work just fine, thank you. We're interested in providing bandwidth for large data flows. Think of the elephants that are going through the pipes. If you need persistent traffic dedicated for your particular purposes for some length of time, this is what Dragon does for you. And so our responsibility now is to think with the Planet Lab folks how we can turn their capabilities into making reservations for bandwidth. Right now, as I understand it at least, and Planet Lab people will correct me, I'm sure, but Planet Lab uses layer 3, host-to-host kind of traffic over IP. So what we want to do is bring this layer 2 gigabit capability, VLAN capability to Planet and potentially others as well. So we have servers that we're putting up that are in place now and provide the capabilities to cross-connect to other external networks. We are a Cluster B participant and working with Planet Lab and others, as I said. This is just a slide on our overall deliverables, but it really is meant to essentially do what I said about incorporating interoperability with Planet Lab. So I'm going to get out of the way, but one comment I'd make, if you or anybody you know is interested in working in College Park, we'd love to talk to you. We could use another engineer or two. I haven't heard anybody making that pitch yet in this meeting, so I thought I would do so. So thank you. That's cool.